4 years before I became governor, the state had lost over 825,000 jobs. The unemployment rate had gone from 3.5 to 11.1%.
That's part of Governor Rick Scott's new web ad that he released at the start of the week. In it, Scott drew contrast between the unemployment rate before his tenure and January's rate at 7.8%. And with his new campaign slogan, "It's Working," he also touted the number of jobs that have been created for Floridians.
The private companies in our state have generated over 282,000 jobs. It's working. We will be the number one place where families can get jobs. We're not going to stop until every family that wants a job in this state has a job.
Well, it's more than a year earlier than he started campaigning in 2010. So I'd say he's a bit concerned about his prospects for re-election in 2014.
University of Florida political scientist Daniel Smith says putting the ad out now could be telling of what Scott thinks of his current popularity. According to some polls, Scott would lose to several potential Democratic challengers, with two particular polls, one by Quinnipiac University and another by Public Policy Polling Institute, showing that Scott would lose to former Governor Charlie Crist, a potential Democratic nominee. But Scott says he doesn't take much stock in the polls.
There's one poll that matters. It's November 2014.
And he has a fellow ally in that regard in former Senate Democratic leader Nan Rich.
I take absolutely no stock in those polls. I believe that if you delve into the polls, there are serious flaws.
So far, Rich is the only Democratic challenger to officially throw her hat in the ring. She says right now she may not have as much name recognition as some of the other Democratic challengers, but she says she's not going to let that get her down.
I kind of equate it to the story of the tortoise and the hare. You know, I am just slowly making my way across the state, building this infrastructure, and I think it's going to pay off in the long run.
And she says she's in the midst of making an ad of her own, which she expects to come out soon. Meanwhile, there's been speculation former Republican Governor Charlie Crist, who switched parties a couple months ago, could be shaping up for a run, which is neither confirmed nor denied. But earlier this month, following an appearance at the Democratic Women's Club of Lee County, Crist gave Cape Coral's Fox 4 News more of a definite response that he was mulling over a run as a Democrat.
Thinking about it, there's no question about that. I haven't reached any conclusion. I'm just taking the opportunity to listen to my fellow Floridians and give it serious thought.
Alex Sink, the state's former CFO, is another name that's come up in a potential matchup against Scott. The Democrat challenged Scott in the 2010 race but lost, but some polls show she could beat him today. However, Sink's not saying whether she'll run against the governor, especially given the tragedy she recently went through in the loss of her husband, Bill McBride. But in a recent interview with the Tampa Tribune, she says she's not, quote, closing the door on the possibility.
I think if I am going to make a run, I believe that I ought to make that decision and let people know of my intentions by sometime this summer.
But University of Florida political scientist Daniel Smith says she shouldn't wait too long because it could hurt her chances if she decides to run.
So I think many Democrats are looking for the leading contenders to either fish or cut bait. And right now it's only Nan Rich who's really putting her neck out there and talking about policies that differ with that of the governor.
Besides Sink and Crist, other names mentioned as possible Democratic candidates include Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer. He had initially considered running as a Democratic candidate, but backed out last month. There is also Pam Iorio, Tampa's current mayor, who, according to a PPP poll, could have a slight edge over Nan Rich if she were to run today against Governor Scott. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.